Ottawa. New data from Statistics Canada show the number of hate crimes reported to police across the country went up 37% in the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic compared with the previous year. The agency says 2,669 hate crimes were reported in 2020, the highest number since comparable data became available in 2009. That's even as the report shows the overall rate of police-reported crime, excluding traffic offenses, dropped 10% from 2019 to 2020. Statistics Canada says police-reported hate crimes targeting race or ethnicity rose 80% in 2020 compared with 2019 and accounted for the bulk of the national increase. It says reported hate crimes targeting East or Southeast Asian people went up 301%, those targeting Black people went up 92%, those against Indigenous people went up 152%, and those against South Asian people went up 47%. The report says the highest increases in police-reported hate crimes were in Nova Scotia, 70%, British Columbia, 60%, Saskatchewan, 60%, Alberta, 39%, and Ontario, 35%. No rise was reported in Manitoba, Prince Edward Island, New Brunswick or the Northwest Territories, but the report notes the relatively small population counts and number of hate crimes in the territories usually make year-over-year comparisons less reliable. Both violent and nonviolent hate crimes increased compared with 2019 and contributed, fairly equally, to the overall rise in hate crimes in 2020, Statistics Canada says. Hate crimes targeting religion declined for the third year in a row following a peak in 2017, the report says. But the 515 incidents reported in 2020 are still higher than what was recorded annually before 2017, it says. The Jewish and Muslim populations continue to be the most common targets of religion-based hate crimes, it says. There was a 2% decrease in reported hate crimes targeting sexual orientation in 2020. But the 259 incidents reported are the second highest since comparable data became available in 2009, the agency says. Statistics Canada says the increase in hate crimes reported in 2020 may still underestimate the number of incidents, given that not all are reported to police. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 18, 2022. The Canadian Press.